Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex. Default location, default route. I talk a lot of stuff about people. And I've started off many of these quote-unquote podcasts or talks or whatever you want to call them, me talkings, by saying that. And it's usually after I go out and have a good time with people. I need to go out more. I need to go out and socialize more. I need to go out, be around other people, absorb their energy, resonate my energy, get the back and forth communication, be it verbal or physical, or just the energy of a room around me and my influence on it, and how me simply walking through a room the way I do, how I can feel the quote-unquote attention or recognition or whatever observance or noticeable I am or whatever it is. We had our Christmas party yesterday, holiday party, for the technology department of the law firm that I work at. And this may or may not have been the first one I ever went to. I'm not sure. I've been there like 10 years. And I had a damn good time. I had a damn good time. Even talking stuff about the people that were there that I was having a good time with. But actually, it did not stop. At first, at the beginning, because I don't like young kids. People could be too young, you know, and I'm getting up there. It seemed like most of the people, it feels like most of the people there were half my age, but that may not be true as I looked around the room. There was probably a good mix of age demographics and such. There were black people there. I just said throw that in there, but I didn't mean to put it that way. Of course, there were black people there, but there were black males there participating. And well, I'm talking about the dancing part. The DJ was pretty good. DJ was really good. It was at the Viviana, a converted cathedral, downtown Los Angeles. First class place. Everything's first class. Just really nice. Good DJ. Good, nice vibe. Music wasn't too loud. The beats were good. He was putting like Christmas carols. Even put some Charlie Brown song over a nice little beat. He was pulling out all the good beats like Return of the Man and stuff like, you know, beats that you remember. But he would mix them. And it was just good. It was just good. Yeah, while we're eating, food was good. You know, just talking and, you know, having a good time. People's drinking, of course. Hors d'oeuvres, you know, people walking around. Champagne, you know, I want this super stuff I couldn't even pronounce. I was like, what is it? Well, it's artichoke dipped in blah, 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 blah. And you got little toothpicks and, you know, it's just very good. And then the dancing part started. And everybody got into it. Well, they slowly, however it started, you know, they got into it, and next thing you know, people are all on the floor just cutting up, you know. And I have to admit, cutting up closer to a corporate white people way. A lot of white people dancing, but since there was younger people there, you know, they love hip-hop. They love that damn hip-hop, so they got to learn how to dance it out a little bit. And they weren't offbeat and hideous looking. It was a couple, you know, but well, it was one who was just kind of whatever, two. It was maybe whatever dance they were doing. You can see they were into it. They were a little bit slightly off the beat. They were in rhythm, but they were slightly off the beat. And they were just doing that wild, crazy movements, you know. But for the most part, everybody else was, you know, they had the, you know, the Caucasian stiffness to the dance, but there was a few of them that didn't. And of course, there was a few black girls that was there, you know, who was doing it the way it should be done. Probably could have rephrased that. But this is all subjective. This is just my opinion and what I think. So there are no wrong answers. But it was good. It was good. It was out there. And then they started playing music that I, you know, wasn't familiar with. But music, they had a good beat. It sounded like all Taylor Swift music. It was like celebratory of an accomplishment or relationship or something. You know, I'm going to do it. It wasn't that about haters. You know, even though they mixed in some of that Kendrick Lamar in and this and that, it stayed upbeat. It didn't seem to be focused negative on haters or I'm going to grind, I'm going to get mine. You know, no matter who's trying to hold me back or whatever. And they started singing. I look around, saw a couple of black males just, you know, singing it. You know, they had their drinks. People was into it. It was good. And I was out there, you know, doing my thing. Seeing people dressed up. It was just good. I just need to get out more. I really do. I just need to get out more. And it'll probably do me good and help my energy. And maybe, quote unquote, improve my well-being and just my overall juju and disposition. Because it just, the energy made me feel real good. And I liked it. I liked it a lot. You know, I was into it. I did what I had to do. Blah, 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 blah. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed myself to a point where it made me realize that, hey, you know, you might want to start going out more. You might want to be engaged with other people, be stimulated by social events, et cetera, et cetera. Because I think I made a video yesterday. I uploaded to Facebook, but because of the way the day worked yesterday, I didn't get a chance to paste it. I uploaded to YouTube. I didn't get a chance to upload it to Facebook yet. But I talked about how, you know, even though I talk crazy about this or that, when I actually get in a situation, I'll find out how much I really enjoy, you know, being there and how much fun it really was, et cetera, et cetera. Then I did, and I just had a good time. That energy starts to go, that flow starts to go. It's just, you know, turn on that Jeffrey. And there was a magician there. He was really good. He was really good. His position was really, really good. He was doing some stuff I had no idea. You know, he did some stuff that was just like really good. He was like, I said, do you take tips? He was like, no. I was like, oh my God. Because I don't usually tip people, but you were so damn good. You know, and I got to show out a little bit. You know, so it was really good. I had a good time. I really had a good time. And it's Friday. Happy Friday. I do believe that I worked the whole week this week. I do believe that I worked the whole week, Monday through Friday. And it's probably a shame that I have to, that I announced that and celebrate it. But I'm old. I'm old. I'm old, and I enjoy being old, and I celebrate being old, and I probably even overdo it, overdramatize it, or make it more than what it really is about being old. because I really do enjoy it. I just, you know, I like being what I am and who I am right now, very much so. There's a few tweaks I'd like to, you know, do, and I'm working on it. You see me, I'm out here walking in my sauna suit, in my scarf, staying warm in my hat. Got our performance reviews back. I talked about that yesterday. That's the thing I need to address. I need to address, at least for myself, to talk it out, work it out. Come to a conclusion, maybe not this, or a resolution conclusion. Just kind of understand what happened, what it is. It's, you know, and it's this, that, you know, so. I don't know. It's a thing. And my performance, I guess, last month was terrible. I don't know what it was. But what I was saying yesterday is the part that's probably most concerning is that I don't really care. Because the direction of the department and just the way things are being run, the reverence is gone. And, but even after 10 years for me to get here, it took 10 years to get here. That's remarkable. Usually it's 2 and 3 years. And I'm at a point where I just can't take no more at the place. Maybe it's my age. Maybe it's the money. But it's still challenging. And I still feel that I still feel I can do better. And I can learn more. And I feel that I'm not the best. And that drives me. Whereas in other places where I may have been the best, felt like I was the best for so long that I lost interest. It was like no competition or whatever. Not that it's a competition, but you know what I mean. So I gotta address that. And my Steelers, game coming up against Philadelphia. I think we're going to do what we do, but it seems that and I know this is not true for Tomlin. I know this is not true for the Pittsburgh Steelers coaching staff or organization, or maybe even the players. Well, it might not be true. Let's say that. This is a game that we could lose. Or can lose, and it probably doesn't. It may or may not have an impact on our season, and we're kind of banged up right now. It's a short week, you know. And if we took it a little easy this week, went out, you know, played some of our best football, played some respectable football, but maybe not practice as intensely. We go out there and do, you know, make a showing and save all that intense practice or whatever for Baltimore on Saturday. Because if we win that game, we're in the playoffs. If we're in that game, we win the division. There's a difference between being in the playoffs and winning the division. We beat Baltimore on our game after this one. We're in, whether we lose this one or not. And whether we lose the 2 games after that. So it's a big game. And this one may not be so big. But, you know, it would be nice to go out and get a strong showing. Some players are out. And I know Tomlin's and the Steelers philosophy is next man up. You know, so just because Pickens is out doesn't mean nothing. You know, we just got to keep going. We got to get it done. So, we'll see. Sinus is still doing their thing. Supposed to be rain coming up in a couple days. I can kind of feel it. Got a little stinging in my nose. Sore throat a little bit. Not much, barely recognizable little sensitive tenderness in the back of my throat. Had a good time last night. Of course, I ate too much. We get there. They have the affinity group. All the affinity groups had like a little, whatever you want to call it. Like a seminar, what's it called? When everybody comes together in a room and they have all their booths set up. You can go around and see all the different affinity groups. They had that and they had cookies. So I had my pub mix, I had my sparkling lemonade, I had two fairly sizable ginger spice cookies. And I think I ate a piece of Korean candy, white rabbit, vanilla. I don't know if it's chocolate, vanilla, chocolate, whatever, you know, that vanilla, nougat, whatever, you know. Then I went to the dinner, had a slider and some stuff, hors d'oeuvres, and had dinner. Got double chicken. Went back, got chicken twice. Chicken was good. Drink a lot of Sprite. Not so much water. Came home, ate the gingerbread cookie I got from the affinity group. What's it called when they all get in the room? Not a festival. You know, when they all like have all the booths set up in the room. Not a gathering. Sometimes I can't think of the word. Then I'll let it go and I'll come back to it. But, you know, so I say it was a good day. It's Thursday. Happy Thursday. Happy Friday today. Then I'll have 2 days off. Went to bed last night. Mr. Scale told me 219.6, which is like up 3 pounds from a few days ago. Woke up this morning at 217.8, which is up 1.8 pounds from yesterday. And I probably deserve it. There may be a bowel movement involved sometime today to help that number. I just got to keep fighting it. Getting out here walking for my well-being and just, you know, the physical activity of it, just being out. Happy Friday. It's tomorrow. You know, I gotta figure out something to do. Figure out what not to eat. Or how to eat. You know, I'll probably get up and get my steps. And I'll probably throw my shopping bag, carry my shopping bags with me. Swing back by Ross on the way back. Figure out how I want to do it tomorrow. I got some stuff that's frozen in the freezer that I can thaw out. Got some taco meat, chicken, beef, I think, steak. Taco meat from graduation party back in June is frozen. Get some tortillas and sour cream. Already got the cheese. Maybe some guacamole. Flour tortillas and make chips or tacos or something like that. See, that's where my mind is at. I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat. I'm probably not too ashamed about it. I may or may not regret it. Regret is a strong word. I may not be overly proud of my infatuation with food. I do celebrate it somewhat, no doubt about that. And I guess I am proud of it to a degree, let's face it. I could have made this way. And this way. I wonder, now that I come this way, this one is gonna open up. Then I'm gonna have to wait anyway over here. Oh, no, I don't, see? That's good. Nice. I made it across and the light changed right on time. So I didn't have to wait. That works out. It's the little things. Whew. It's the little things that come in handy in life after you've accomplished the big things. Just to be real. It's easy to sit on a park bench and appreciate the beauty of the trees in your neighborhood that you see every day routinely after you've been to Paris and Moscow and have experienced such things like that. At least for me, because there's some things I just had to accomplish. There's just some things I wanted to accomplish in life. And I wasn't going to be satisfied until I did. And that's probably where the drive came from, to accomplish them. And I did. I got it done. Well, not got it. See, I don't want to say got it done. Got it done makes it seem like, you know, I was on a mission. And I might have been, but got it done makes it seem like it's something that had to happen. And it's not. Kinda. Maybe subjectively for me, it did. But, you know, I go to Moscow, Great Wall of China, and just travel, P-Funk and Steelers. And, you know, just my passions. To be able to experience as intimately as I could my passions, fully exploit, you know, my desire to do these things. And once they're done, you know, I can sit back and sit on the banks of the Mississippi in New Orleans and just enjoy it. Or I think I was in Connecticut and ended up down by the water. Ended up sitting down there by a bunch of food trucks or something, wherever I was. It was nice, you know, to have that, knowing that, you know, I've been there. New York City and D.C. and San Francisco, you know, I've done this and that. I've been there, done that, you could say, kind of got the T-shirt, so. I'm realizing how important that is to me. Still want to do South America and Antarctica, though. I got to figure that out. I saw one of my Facebook friends, I think Linda Lindquist or whatever her name is, she took a super duper South American Antarctica expedition. Seemed like it was for about a month. I don't know if I can go for that long. But my God, it was impressive. Every day she was posting stuff from Antarctica. And I was like, now that's what I'm talking about. That's just not going down there, tagging it up, get the selfie and say, let's go back. You know, that was like a real thing. Then I think the whole expedition even went down through South America. There's a couple places in South America and stuff. It was on there. I was like, ooh, that's what, you know. Maybe after I retire, huh? And I have like a month. just take off for a month, live on a boat, and do that. Maybe I'll be at a place where I don't have to be. Well, I guess I could have Jeffrey time. Get my own cabin. And say, where's Jeffrey? I ain't seen him in 2 days. I'm cool. You know, I just need me some time. Imagine 30 day. And then the thing with Antarctica is that you leave from South America, so that'd be two birds with one stone. And then that'd be all the continents. So that's on my mind. And if I was really, you know, aggressive or whatever, I don't want to go to space or go into orbit, go to space. You know, we'll see how that goes in the future if they start offering, you know, private flights or vacation or what's it called? Excursions, expeditions, I don't know, into space. Never thought about going underwater. Never thought about taking a submarine under and going to see some things. That might be something. Just thought about that one. Another thing I will say that something I am aware of, I need to upgrade or develop my goals or desired accomplishments. I need to think of stuff to motivate me that I want to do. I like to say, I done shook George Clinton's hand. I done seen Sade live in concert. Shook Barack Obama's hand. Been there, done that. You know, what's next? I got to think of the next thing. You know, I've done this, done that. I just got to think, what's next, you know? Been here, been there, done that. Feel satisfied and grateful for the experience. I still hold on to the experience. Got pictures and stuff. And you know. Well, anyway, how long have I done? 28 minutes on a Friday. Today should be a good day. I meant work-wise. You know, we don't comment on how busy or slow the work day is going to be. You don't want to jinx it or tempt it. But the holiday season is coming up. And you can see every now and then a slight lull in the calls coming in and stuff, where it's been pretty steady. The last 2 months, maybe because of our new system or whatever. But we'll see. I'm thinking about my performance reviews. I'm gonna have to address that. Think about my performance reviews and how I did or didn't do or this or that. Because when they gave it to us, they gave us our score, but it wasn't ranked. You know, amongst the colleagues, usually we get like a little chart of all the scores without people's names by them. And you get your score number. You can find your score number. You can look at the chart and see how you rank amongst your colleagues and fellow analysts. They didn't have that this time. And something inside me is trying to say, well, let it go. It's over. You know, that period is over. And not quite coast into retirement, but I could definitely feel my foot coming off the gas. I really don't know if I like that or not. It might be an indication it's time for me to leave that department, go and find something else. But, and that's probably what it is. A resurgence in participation in the department or this or that. Something, I gotta, you know, there's stuff, what can you say? There's always stuff, and it's a good thing. Scarves work. You see, I be wearing my scarf. Yesterday, my neck was burning up. That little scarf heat, whatever it does right there, my God, it works. It works. Here we are at the half turnaround point. Here we turn around, take it back the other way, as we do. Bike lane. Get back through here. Sun's behind me now, so if I flip it, you'll see. Probably a lot of glare, I guess. No, not so much now, because I just, since I flipped it, I walked by a shadow. But I'm here. I'm doing it. I'm still out here, y'all. I'm still out here. I'm going to get my steps. I'm going to get my steps. That's the least I got to do. Because, you know, Friday night, we'll see how it's gonna go. I should go out. I should go do something. I should participate. Probably good for my psychic, if that's the word or whatever. I don't know. I just know it felt good yesterday. It felt good because, I mean, going out and dancing and music and that kind of stuff is what, I ain't gonna say that's what I do, but I'm experienced at it. You know, it's like I know the parameters or the goal or the logistics of going out like that, so I'm confident. I think confident is really the word I'm looking for. So I'm confident when I walk in. Like, that, been here, done that. I know what's up. I know what needs to happen here. I know what the goal is. I know what the mission statement is. And I know how to contribute and support that mission statement. So I go in there with confidence. Hey, Jeffrey here. And the music come on. You know, I ain't got no problem with that. In fact, have a problem. It's probably not the way to put it. You know, I step up and embrace the music. And the rhythm, and to look around the room and to see the rhythm of the people yesterday, you know, different people, different rhythms, different kind of music that I'm used to, you know, the wide variety, everything from Mexican line dancing to the cha-cha, to the wobble, to Taylor Swift, it seems, to hip-hop, Kendrick Lamar, all of it. People play some outstanding. I think they play a little bit of 70s funkish kind of music. It was good. But it's Friday, people. It's Friday. 8 more hours of work. 2 days off. Oh, my God. 2 days off. Steelers on Sunday. Oh, my God. I'm not looking forward to that. And I don't even know why. Because I need to make a plan. I mean, it's not that I'm going to lay around all day. And it could be that I need to rest. It could be that, you know, maybe I should rest up a little. You know, maybe don't make sure I don't eat too much. But you know, just rest up a little. Take it easy for a day. And you start this thing back up on Monday. And where are you walking? 16, 17,000 steps and working 8 hours a day. And from the time you get up at 9 a.m., you're pretty much going the whole time for about 11 hours to about 8. As soon as I get up, I'm going. As soon as I get up, I'm going. And going forward, I got an agenda. And executing, and just about every waking, moment of my day is filled. I got something in there. I got something I could be doing or should be doing. There's no idle time. There's no just sit and do nothing. The only time I get to sit and do nothing is in between calls. Because if I get a break, I'm walking. I get a break, I'm out the door. Lunch, I'm out the door. Of course, every now and then, I got to take a break. Go to the bathroom. Outside of the... Because you never use your breaks to go to the bathroom. Never use your breaks to eat or go to the bathroom. Not in my line of work. You know, when my breaks and lunch, I'm out the door. I'm getting steps. Got my routes planned to the point I don't even have to measure a timer anymore. I just know where to walk and how to come back. Well, at night I do. My second break, I put the timer on for 7 minutes. Walk 7 minutes one way, 7 minutes back. Get back down for 15. I still haven't really nailed that distance yet. Plus, because it's at night. Oh, my God. Let me tell you how dark it is at night. Oof. It's scary. It's scary, too. I mean, not like get run over. Cars be flying by. You see lights coming behind you, in front of you, whatever. And then you walk on the sidewalk. You can't see the ground. You can't see the ground. The sidewalks are sometimes uneven. You know, those little blocks be out of place or whatever. You trip, stumble. Can't walk on the grass for dog poop. Can't see at night. Sure could wear, you know, flashlight on my phone. But, And it's a couple times I do that. Did that and had it open. Had my flashlight on just so cars could see me. Folks be flying around because it's only like 5:30. It's only like, you know, 6, 7 o'clock. It's still early. So people still flying around. You know, they still getting off work. They got that rush hour. It's dark, though. So you got to watch out for that. Anyway. Swinging on y'all. 2 times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.